Glenn for coming on with us, and you guys go ahead and take it away.
Glenn, what was your reaction when you heard the 49ers would be interested in your services?
I was excited, man. You know, I really look forward to the opportunity, man. I got the call that from my agent, you know, and I hopped on a flight first thing, you know. So, you know, I was excited.
Where do you make your off-season home?
Baton Rouge, but I've been in Pensacola training down at API.
Okay.
What were some things that you saw from the 49ers this past year really that stood out to you?
Well, just the way they play, you know, their passion for the game and the success that they had. You know, I think everybody can see that. You know, they have a winning formula, and I'm excited to get the opportunity to be a part of that.
What was your interaction with Jim Tomsula like?
Excuse me?
What was your interaction with Jim Tomsula like? Did you guys hit it off?
Oh, yeah. You know, man, he's a lot of energy, man. He's a great guy. And, you know, he picked me up from the airport last night, and, you know, and he's talking 100 miles per hour, man. And I was ready, man. And he took me to the facilities last night, and, you know, we talked about a lot of stuff, man. And he knows a lot, and I'm excited to get the opportunity to work with him.
Did he give you an indication of exactly how you're going to be used on the defensive line?
Well, he just basically told me I'm going to have the opportunity to compete and play, you know, and that's all I need. That's all I'm really, really, really looking for, you know, the opportunity and, you know, just to be able to compete and, you know, and just get it going.
But if it is that nose tackle, are you okay with that? Is that a position that you're familiar with that you'd be comfortable playing?
Yeah, I'm okay with anything, man. Whatever coach I'm gonna do, honestly. I mean, I knew coming here that, you know, I can play anywhere. So, you know, whatever they see fit, and you know, I'll try my best, you know, at that position.
What do you make of what this defense has been able to do the last 2 years to become a contender?
They do an awesome job, you know. Just coming in and just, even when watching them on film, you know, in the film room, you can see that, you know, they do a good job. They like to work hard, and you know, they got a lot of special players here, and even meeting some of the guys coming in the locker room and with the staff, you know, it's a family environment, and everybody enjoys working and working with each other. So, you know, it's pretty exciting, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Who did you meet?
You know, it's of your new teammates.
What
did
you say?
Matt, could you say that again?
Who were you able to meet?
I sat down with Justin Smith, you know, and he's a funny guy, man. He's got a lot of passion, man, and hopefully, you know, I can learn from him. You know, he gave me some pointers that we work together and, you know, and just work hard.
Glenn, based on all you accomplished in college and where you were drafted in the NFL, some people, you know, looked at your career and I just thought, you know, you would have accomplished more at this point. Do you agree with that? I mean, is that a fair assessment? Or are you pretty pleased with the way your career has started?
Well, I mean, I don't really buy into everybody else, you know, expectations. You know, I have my own expectations to come in and work hard and compete the best that I can. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and, you know, and so am I, you know. So, I mean, you know, people are going to say what they want to say, but I don't think I control what's come out. I have a new opportunity to work hard and compete at a high level.
Glenn, can you kind of just describe to us just the atmosphere that you sense with the 49ers in terms of trying to make another Super Bowl run?
Yeah, man, it's a positive atmosphere. You know, everybody's, you know, working hard, you know, just talking to each other and just, you know, you can just feel it when you walk in the building. It's like a big family. You know, everybody's high-fiving each other, you know, talking to each other. So, like I said, it's different. It's different than, you know, it's a different environment than what I'm used to, and I'm excited about it. And so I'm excited to get going.
Glenn, did you run into Charles Woodson at all today?
No. Uh-uh.
You didn't see him?
No.
Anybody else? You played obviously a lot of defensive end with the Chiefs. Do you feel like you're better suited, you know, to be more of an inside player, more like you were in college?
I mean, honestly, I don't limit myself. You know, I like I said, I'm just thankful to I can come in and compete, and wherever, you know, they see fit, wherever they see me playing, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I can't come in and say this and say that. You know, I'm just thankful to be a part and get the opportunity.
Glenn, they list you still as 297, which I think was your weight coming out of college. What are you these days?
Well, I'm close to it, you know. that's been what, like 6 years ago. So I mean, you know, I'm still working, a work in progress.
But it's still around the 300 mark there.
Yeah, it's still close.
I'm not implying that you look heavier than that. I just know that those weights, you know, tend to be old at times.
Okay.
We all done, guys?
Okay, Glenn, what was some of the stuff Justin Smith had to say to you?
Man, he just told me, man, Glenn, just be ready to work hard, man. And, you know, you can tell he's passionate about what he does, and, you know, he likes to talk football, he lives football, and like I said, I'm just ready to get some of his knowledge and work with him and make myself better and then help the team out, you know. So, you know, I'm ready, I'm excited for the opportunity.
Anybody? All right.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.